Are you trying to figure out how to price your leaf cleanup this year? Stay tuned. I'm going to discuss that with you today.
Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
What's going on, lawn care pros? So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to price fall cleanups. Or around here we do a lot of leaf cleanups, so in your area you might be doing the same thing. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So if you've been in the lawn service industry for a while, you already know kind of how to price, you know, leaf cleanups and other types of cleanups for your area. But if you're just starting out, or maybe, you know, you've been doing it for a while and this is a good rehash and you can kind of figure out what other people are doing and what methods they're using to price their leaf cleanups, this will be a great podcast for you. So let's just assume that you're a solo operator, or maybe you've got a couple guys that work for you and you've been in business for a short period of time. And this might be the first season that you've come across on how to price leaf cleanups. So you just finished up, you know, your normal mowing season, and now you're approaching the fall season where we get a lot of leaves that fall, depending on the area you're in, obviously. So here in Texas, that's a good way to earn revenue throughout the slower months of the year, you know, like November, December, January, February, and then back we go, you know, strong in March with, you know, spring cleanups and getting back on the mowing program. So I know in other areas, let's say in the north or northeast, let's just pick a state, maybe like Michigan. I know that's going to be popular in your area as well, because there you have quite a few leaves, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, all those good areas that, you know, lots of trees, abundance of trees. But even in some of the other states that, you know, generally you don't see trees everywhere, you will have pockets of neighborhoods that have trees, right? So here in Texas, we have, you know, different areas where, you know, there's an abundance amount of trees. So it gives us an opportunity to really target those areas. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to price that service for your geographical area. It's going to be obviously different from one state to another, one city to another, and so forth and so on. In Texas, I've pretty much done all of it as far as whenever I was starting out. I was charging by the bag, I was charging by the hour, I was charging by the job. And, you know, there's so many ways that you could price that. And it's going to also, like I said, it's going to be different in your area as well, right? Because the terrain, the grass, the, you know, it's going to be a little bit different, right? So if I approach a neighborhood here that has, you know, a lot of trees, and it might be larger properties, it might be smaller properties, so I have to approach those things in a different manner, right? So if I'm charging by the bag, which that's something that I used to do, and I had a formula where I would charge by the bag, and I will also, on top of that, to cover myself, I would charge a arrival fee, right? Or a initial fee. So it would be like $35 plus X number of dollars per bag. So let's just say $35 plus $9 a bag. And over time, I found that that's probably not the best formula, although it was very close to being around $45 per man per hour. So it turned out to be okay. But as I evolved in my business, and again, this is way back, this is 11 years ago, as I evolved in my business, I approached things a little bit differently. I streamlined it so we can give an estimate right over the phone and so forth and so on. So I want to encourage you, first of all, to go ahead and try some of these little things whenever you're first starting out. It's okay for you to charge by the bag. It's okay for you to make mistakes and learn from them, because again, it depends on your neighborhoods. It depends on the geographical area as far as, you know, what the competitors charging in your area compared to my area and other areas. So I want to encourage you to experiment, right? And especially when you're first starting out, because that way you can, you know, tailor things to Mrs. Jones that has, you know, a 1,400 square foot house with 20,000 square foot property, but it's not wide open, right? That's a different approach than a house that is, the lawn is where it's wide open, right? Because it takes different amount of time to get things done when you're in either in a confined area or in a wide open area. So what I want you to do is I want you to experiment with some of these things, and you will figure it out. And again, you're here, so you're moving in the right direction from the get-go. So let's get a little bit more into detail as far as how you can really hone in on how much you should charge in your area. First of all, I always encourage you to find out what the competitors are charging. You can even go watch what the competitors are doing. Like, I'll give you an example. Somebody emailed me the other day and they were asking me if they should, you know, purchase a walk behind blower. And quite frankly, I told them, you know, I've never even seen anybody use a walk behind blower here in our area, but I know they use that quite a bit in the northern part of the country. And when I said that, he's like, oh yeah, I'm in Michigan. So what I encouraged him to do is kind of figure out what other people are doing in his area. And ultimately, is it gonna be a good return on your investment, right? So again, going back, I encourage you to look at what other people are doing in your area, not necessarily what people are doing in California if you live in New York, or and so on and so forth, right? Call around for your area and figure out what are people charging and how long is it taking them to do the job, get the job done, right? And they might have different pieces of equipment. They might be in different stages in their lawn care career, right? Somebody that's been doing it 6 years and you're doing it solo, it might be a little bit different. They might have a little bit more fancier equipment. They might have the, they might be running a vacuum. They might be doing the walk behind blowers and so on and so forth. And maybe you don't have the funds to invest in some of that stuff, and that's okay. It's important just to get going and get the job done, right? So what I want you to do is, again, look at some of the examples of what other people are charging in your area. And you might even, you know, drive by, you see a lawn care crew that's doing it, you know, and they're just starting out, you know, you hit your timer on your watch and then drive around, come back in, you know, 20, 30 minutes and see if they're done and do that. Or if you could sit and watch and observe what they're doing, that'll give you an idea of not only, you know, how they're getting it done, but as well, it'll tell you how long did it take to do that particular property. Then you can kind of reverse engineer the pricing by figuring out what did they charge for that property, or you can have someone like a family member that needs a leaf cleanup, call a company, a reputable company, and find out what are they charging. You know, oh, you know, we have to come out and tell you, or we have to actually do the work, or maybe they come out and do a bid and they tell you it's $230 or $240, and maybe you go ahead and get that job done just to figure out, you know, how long did it take them to get that job done. So let's say now you have an office staff and you're growing and so forth, and you want to streamline this even further, and you already at this point have an idea what kind of money you need to make per hour in order to cover your expenses and so forth and so on, right? Maybe it's $45 per man hour, maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $60, maybe it's $80 per man hour that you need to make in order to cover your expenses and still have a good margin and make a good living. So now once you've got all that kind of figured out, and maybe you have office staff and so forth, you know, to streamline this even further, you can just give that quote right over the phone, or have your office staff give that quote right over the phone. You know, we do a $60 per man per hour, and maybe we have a $240 minimum. You know, whatever that might be, right? So again, it's all about getting it figured out for your area. And I recommend experimenting with some of this stuff, but the most important thing is document what you're doing and figure out what you're making per man hour, right? So if you go out and you say, yeah, I'm going to charge, you know, $10 a bag, Mrs. Jones. Okay, that's fine. Let's play around with that. Let's experiment with that. So you go out and you do $10 per bag and you do, you know, 10 bags, right? So you're going to charge Mrs. Jones $100. What I want you to do is at the end of that is figure out how long did it take you to get that job done? Maybe it's just you. You just go out and you do the job and it takes you 4 hours, right? So if it takes you 4 hours from start to finish and you charge Mrs. Jones $100, then you know that you are making $25 per man hour. Some people might say, oh man, $25 is not enough per man hour. You should be at $80 per man hour. Well, what I want you to do is figure out what's right for you, right? Because if you have zero overhead, you know, you have a garage that you have a mower or a blower, you have no expenses, maybe $25 is the right number for you at this time, right? Because I can tell you the less you charge, you're going to get more customers. Now, I'm not a fan of that business model because I happen to charge quite a bit for the services that we provide. We're not emphasizing necessarily the price when it comes to the customers that we have. We're emphasizing more the quality, right? Or the value. But again, I want you to experiment. So if somebody, you know, knocks you for only making $25, you know, I'm not a fan of that. I think you're doing great. I think, you know, it's part of the process of you learning what you need to do in order to take your business to the next level. You know, you're not going to necessarily walk in and charge $130 per man hour, and that's okay. And maybe you are going to do that, and that's okay too. I want you to feel good about what you're doing, and the way you're doing it is not necessarily the wrong way because somebody else is doing it another way. So again, going back to that, I want you to document each stop, each lawn that you do, and figure out what's my mix. You know, maybe Mrs. Jones was $25 per man hour, but I went to the next neighborhood and that area, when I'm doing the leaf cleanup, it was, you know, more confined area, so the leaves aren't blowing everywhere. And again, that's what we talked about, the difference between, you know, more confined area versus a wide open area. You know, it's a lot easier as far as making money per man hour to clean up an area that's more confined because, you know, you can trap the leaves in certain areas, you know, the fences, and you'll get all that. So the next lawn you go to, maybe, you know, you do the 10 bags and you do it in half the time. So you're making, you know, double the money. So again, that's why I want you to document not just one individual lawn, but, you know, your whole day. You know, how much did I charge for this lawn and what did I make? How much did I charge for this lawn and what did I make? And that's going to give you some ideas of, you know, this is a more difficult lawn, this one is easier, and you're going to figure out from experience why is it a little bit more different from one lawn to another. But ultimately, you're going to find out at the end of the day, okay, you know, I worked 8 hours, including, you know, my trips and all that good stuff, and I made, you know, $300 or $400. And then you can just take that number and divide it into the number of hours you worked that day and figure out what did I make per man hour. So ultimately, once you kind of get this figured out, you can streamline this by, you know, the next person that calls, maybe this is season two, or maybe this is later in the season because you've got it figured out really quickly. You know, I need to make 45, or I've been averaging 45, or I've been averaging 50. So the next person that calls, I'm just going to go ahead and just quote them, you know, $50 per man hour, or whatever that number is for you, right? Again, it's different for each area, different for each neighborhood. Your expenses might be a little bit different. Your needs might be a little bit different. Your competition might be a little bit different. So you can, you know, analyze all this and really come down to a good starting point. And then from there, you can tweak it. So if you're at $50 per man hour and you need to go up to 55, you can experiment with that. You know, if I go from 50 to 55, did I lose any more customers? Am I still booked up for the day? Am I still booked up for the week? Am I still booked up for the month? And if you are, that's when you start tweaking your pricing. That's when you go, okay, I can go from 50 to 55, from 55 to 60, from 65 to 70. Oh no, look what happened. When I went to 70, now I'm not booked up for the day. Or now I'm not booked up for the week. Oh, now I'm not booked up for the month. Then you can kind of back it off, right? And then that's going to really hone in on what you can demand for your area. And again, experiment with some of this stuff. You know, don't be afraid to make a move. Don't be afraid to get out there and do it. You can listen and, you know, watch all the videos, but if you don't take action, then you're always going to be at the starting line. And what we want to do is get you off the starting point and just get going. So I encourage you to just get after it, because the number one thing is making that sale, right? Once you do that, everything will fall into place. You get the sales, you can get the crews, you can get the equipment, and then move forward and build a really good business. I hope this information was helpful to you. Make sure to join us in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.